Yes, Lord, ikaw pa rin ang pag-asa namin ngayong Pasko. Ikaw pa rin, Panginoon, ang aming pinupuri at sinasamba't pinagtitiwalaan. Salamat, Panginoon, dahil kung wala ka, wala pong Pasko. Walang Christmas kung walang Christ. And thank you for your love for us, your visiting us and becoming like us and saving us. Salamat po ng marami. And even as we gather tonight, as we celebrate this season, Panginoon, may you be glorified. And may the Holy Spirit lead us. Maging malinaw po ang mensahe mo. Maging malakas at klaro, Panginoon, ang signal upang amin pong maipahayag ang kagandahang loob mo, Panginoon. And all this, Lord, for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen and amen. Hallelujah. This is our last word and prayer for the year 2021. Purihin ang Panginoon for His sustaining grace, enabling power po sa ating lahat, mm-hmm. and for His solid word na po na talagang naging foundation natin at anchor sa panahon ng kadiliman at kagulumihanan. Salamat at He brought us through na po with this very challenging time sa buhay po natin.
Mm-hmm. Okay, which leads us sa ating pong icebreaker sa ating for tonight, ano? Ang ating icebreaker ay if ever you will describe 2021 in one word, no? How would you describe 2021 as a year ender? Kasi ito na yung last Wednesday natin na ngayong 2021. Yan. So,
Alright, sagot po kayo sa ating comment box. Ayan, how do you describe 2021 in one word? Your 2021. Mm-hmm. Ikaw pa, how do you describe 2021?
2021 is death-defying.
Bakit?
Oo, kasi nung nagka-COVID tayo, oo, parang pakiramdam ko noon mamamaalan na. Parang ito na yung katapusan. Pero na-defy ang death because of the grace and mercy of the Lord. Actually, yun yung pinaka-mahirap, pinaka-challenging, pero at the same time, pinaka-malapit tayo sa Panginoon ng panahon na yun. At naramdaman natin ang haplos ng Panginoon. Ikaw,
yes, for me, 2021 is a kabog year for me. Talaga po, kinabog ang aking dibdib, ang aking damdamin sa mga hindi inaasahang mga pangyayari. Pangalawa, sa mga surprises na hindi ko naman hiningi pero binigay sa akin. Pangatlo ay ang buhay na talagang nararamdaman ko pa hanggang ngayon to serve the Lord. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Kayo po, how do you describe your 2021, mga kapatid? Meron ba kayong sagot dyan? Mm-hmm. Ayan, pasensya na. At wala po akong makita sa aking cellphone. Na po, wala akong makita sa ating live streaming ng mga sagot ninyo. Pero, kung sakali naman kung sumagot kayo ay yon, salamat, and we will acknowledge it po later.
Later. Okay.
So, let us proceed na po sa ating first Christmas series for the month of December. Ayan. So, siguro na natunghayan niyo po ang ating serye na pinamagatang First Christmas. Layunin natin na balikan natin ang unang pagdiriwang ng Kapaskuhan, ng pagdating ng Panginoon sa unang pagkakataon. Yan. So, nakita natin before Christmas, before Jesus was born, no? Elizabeth, Zechariah, Mary, Joseph, no? They have received the promise. So, nakita natin yung visitation ng angels sa kanila, no? In a dream, in a vision, and even no right there sa kanilang mga presence ay nakita nila ang anghel at narinig nila ang kanyang tinig.
Mm-hmm.
And then nung araw ng Pasko ay nagpakita at nag-visit ang mga angels, no, sa mga shepherds. So first Christmas is really a great visitation of God from the heavens down. Pero hindi doon natapos yung Pasko kasi makita rin natin ngayon sa kwento natin at sa ating pag-aaralan na there's another kind of visitation coming or had come, no? And it came from a group of people at ang dinalaw naman nila ay ang Panginoong Jesus. Wow! So, God visited us, men, and there were this group of people naman visiting Jesus, mm-hmm, no, mm-hmm, sa panahon ng unang Pasko. Kaya makita natin, no, na sa unang Pasko we have heard the promise, we have behold the promise, and right now naman we will be responding to the promise. Mm-hmm. Ayan. So we will end the series by the kind of response the wise man gave, and that is yon, wise Christmas. Mm-hmm. So we will respond to mm-hmm. the Lord with yeah. his visitation and fulfillment of the promise.
Mm-hmm. So basahin po natin yung scriptures dito sa Matthew chapter 2 verse 1 to 12. Wise Christmas. Okay? Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born King of the Jews? For we saw his star when it rose, and have come to worship him." When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And assembling all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it is written by the prophet, 'And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people, Israel.'" Then Herod, verse 7, summoned the wise men secretly and ascertained from them what time the star had appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child. And when you have found him, bring me the word, that I too may come and worship him." After listening to the king, they went on their way, and behold, the star that they had seen when it rose went before them until it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they fell down and worshiped him. Then opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed to their own country by another way. The Lord bless the reading of his word.
So, praise God. So, from the title itself, no, nakalagay doon, The Visit of the Wise Men. So, dati nga, yun, ang ating discussion ay God visiting the men, no, Zechariah, Mary, Joseph, the shepherds. And this time around, no, there was this group of people who initiated to visit Jesus. Mm-hmm. So, we pray that tonight, no, ma-enlighten tayo, ma-encourage, at ma-enrich ang ating mga buhay to really seek and find the King, our Lord Jesus. So, tanong, sino ba itong mga wise men na to?
Mm-hmm. Actually, hindi naman sinabi dito kung anong mga pangalan nila. Marami tayong hindi alam tungkol dito sa wise men. And we can only guess, no, kung ano yung kung sino ba sila. Meron lang tayong konting alam tungkol sa kanila. Sila ay galing sa east, so most probably Babylon or Persia, or meron pang nagsasabi galing daw sa Pilipinas. Pero hindi ko sinasabi ng scriptures yun, eh. Si Matthew ay maingat niyang inilahad lang kung ano lang siguro yung importante na kailangan nating malaman tungkol dito. Sila po yung mga pantas, no? Wise, meaning they are students, no? They're students of the movement of the stars, they're students of theology, they're students of science. Bihira po yung combination na ganyan na para sila mga theological scientists or scientific theologians, no? Hindi mo naman pwedeng sabing astronomers lang or hindi mo pwedeng sabing astrologers. But one thing for sure, they're students. And they are in search of a significant king, no? Na alam nila na napakahalaga, no? So yung po mga bagay na hindi na sinabi ni Matthew, siguro wag na lang po nating alamin. Yung iba po kasi napakahilig sa mga intrigues at they're fiddling on you know, mga unnecessary details. Siguro ang mahalaga lang dito makita natin, they were important men, intelligent men, smart people who ventured to travel 1,200 kilometers from Babylon, no, in search of the king to worship him. Siguro yun ang pinakamahalaga.
Yes.
Hindi natin alam ang pangalan. Hindi mo malaman kung yan ba si Gomez, Burgos o Zamora. Hindi po. Walang pangalan binanggit. Although in tradition, there is Melchor, Gaspar, and Baltasar. Pero Matthew was careful not to mention it. Siguro ang mahalaga lang dito yung makita na si Jesus ang sentro ng kanilang paglalakbay.
Yeah. Okay. So we can observe that this magi or the wise men were nameless and faceless. Hindi din nakita ang kanilang mga pangalan, hindi din dinescribe ang kanilang mga mukha, no? Pero meron silang isang mithiin. At yun ay ang hanapin ang isinilang na hari ng mga Hudyo. So, gusto po nating matutunan ngayong gabi how to celebrate, how to really experience the power of Christmas by imitating the posture of the wise men. Kaya ang title natin ngayon, Wise Christmas. So, ngayong gabi na ito, may dalawang posture na ipinakita ang mga wise men in their search, no, in their sought for Jesus, the King. So, alam niyo po, marami tayong hinahanap sa buhay. And ngayong gabi, hindi natanong na hinahanap po ba si Lord? Obviously naman. That's why we're here, di ba? Hinahanap natin si Lord at gusto natin siyang matagpuan. Pero, mayroon pa rin pinakitang klase ng posture, ng approach, ng character, at ng spirit itong mga wise men na to. Bakit nga ba tinawag talaga silang wise, no? In a way, pati action nila, everything they are and everything they walk through, talaga nagpapakita na sila yung mga pantas at marunong talaga. So first posture is the posture of faith. Ayan, pananampalataya. Sabi niya sa verse 1, part B, and verse 2, sabi, "Behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, where is he who has been born of the Jews? For we saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." So makita natin dito ang klase ng kanilang pananampalataya. So marunong sila, matatalino sila, maaring taniyag sila sa kanilang bansa, sa kanilang profesyon. Pero nagsama-sama sila for one cause, and that is to search for the King. And then ang sabi nila dito sa verse, ang palatandaan ng kanilang pananampalataya ay, yun nga, merong intentionality. They came, no? Sila mismo mula sa, sabi nga ni Pastor Al, ilang kilometro?
1,200 kilometers.
1,200. Gano kalayo
from
yun?
From Babylon
Bulacan?
To... yung Tugigaraw, nasa 500 kilometers yun. From here.
So pulo?
Dalawang, isang balikan.
Wow! So, ganun kalayo, no?
To and fro.
So, they traveled that far. So, meron silang intentionality. This is the kind of faith na talagang marunong. hindi talaga tumitinag at talagang they are willing to travel far and beyond. And yun, not only that, sabi doon, they asked, no? Sabi doon, where is the king born of the Jews, no? Nasaan siya? So, yung faith na nag-a-ask, yung faith na nagsisik ng guidance, at yung faith na nag-i-inquire, faith in action. Hindi lang sabihin na I believe in God, I believe in Jesus, I believe in the Holy Spirit, in the Word of God. Pero wala ka namang ginagawa talaga to be guided all along and to be, yun nga, instructed. So, kahit marunong sila, kahit maalam sila sa buhay, no, they know how to ask. Yun ang mahalaga sa buhay po natin. Na darating talaga yung panahon na may mga bagay na hindi mo alam. No, kahit minsan alam mo na, hindi mo pa rin pala alam ang lahat. So, napakasimple lang ng kanilang wisdom. They ask, at hindi sila naihiya na mag-ask kasi napakahalagang hinahanap nila. So, siguro ito po yung matutunan natin na yung pananampalataya talaga sa Panginoon ay palalimin natin by really asking, inquiring, learning, and talagang diligently find the answer to our longing, to our search, and that is to be near God. And then sabi dito, they saw the star. Nakita nila yung star. Alam nila kung ano yung hinahanap nila. Alam nila kung sino yung mag-guide, ano yung mag-guide. And this is the kind of faith that we want to grow deep and deeper, you know, as we start the new year, as we behold Christ, no, talagang yung siya lang, yung ilaw niya, yung tanglaw niya, yung gabay niya, ang talagang susubaybay po sa atin. At ang sabi doon, their journey, their faith in their journey in the Lord is purposeful. Kasi sabi nila, kami naghahanap ng isinilang na hari. Kasi dumating kami dito para sambahin siya. Hindi para mag-uzi or para mag-take ng picture or mag-selfie or groupie or yun nga, magbigay lang ng mga gifts. Hindi. Primary purpose nila is to worship the Lord, the King. So this is the kind of faith na the posture of the wise men na talagang hindi lang sila wise because of the learnings in their lives, but wise with regards to handling the faith, nurturing the faith, and cultivating the faith in God. So, yun po ang matututunan natin. Posture number one is faith.
Nakakatuwa lang yung kanilang, ano, yung kanilang posture ng yung humility in asking, in inquiring, searching. Kasi daw, ano yan eh, parang nung panahon nila, Daniel, may mga prophecies na silang binanggit. Di ba yun nga nakita ni Nebuchadnezzar na yung image, no? Tapos mayroong malaking bato na tumama dun sa paa, tapos nawasak yung image, no? At yung bato na yun, yun yung pasimula ng kingdom na hindi na magmamaliw. At kung mayroong kingdom, mayroong king. At binanggit din yan sa kay ni Balaam doon sa Numbers 24 na there will be a star that will come out of Judah, a scepter from Israel. So itong mga bagay na ito, nakarating ito doon sa mga wise men. And they really search for it. Kasi ang sabi nga sa Jeremiah 29, di ba? If you search me, sabi ng Panginoon, with all your heart, you will find me. At ito yung magandang damdamin itong mga pantas na ito. Talagang hinanap nila yung hari na magiging pinakadakilang hari sa lahat. At sabi nga ni Pastora kanina, ang layunin nila ay sambahin yung hari na ito. Now, ano pong nangyari after this, no? Nung sila nakarating na sa Jerusalem, no? Merong sila mga discoveries dito. No? Ang unang discovery po nila dito pagdating nila sa Jerusalem ay they found out that they were in the wrong place. Kasi They were looking for the king. So naturally, they will go to Jerusalem. Pero pagdating nila doon, nagulat yung mga tao. Nagulat si Herodes, na-trouble yung buong kaharian, pati mga ministro. Kasi sabi, hinahanap nila yung hari, eh lalo, napaka-insecure ng hari nung panahon na yon si Herodes, di ba? So nalaman nila, hindi, wala palang pinanganak doon sa Jerusalem na celebrated yung birth, no? Walang royal birth na nangyari sa Jerusalem. So they were in the wrong place. Pangalawang discovery nila dito sa Jerusalem ay they found out that the scribes, the scholars, they know everything about the Messiah but they didn't care. Kagaya din ni Herodes, he didn't care. Alam mo yun, yung bang alam nila yung Bible, alam nila yung scriptures, no? Alam nila yung prophecy, and they didn't do anything about it. Itong mga pantas na ito, nag-travel sila 1,200 kilometers. Eh, gaano ba kalayo yung Jerusalem sa Bethlehem? Eh, mga 9 kilometers lang yun. Mano ba namang sila bumisita sa Bethlehem, pero wala silang ginawa. Si Herodes, no, yung mga scholars, no, unfortunately. No. And amazingly, when the scribes and the scholars mentioned about the scriptures, sabi niya, ay, nasa Bible yun, nasa scriptures yun, nasa Micah chapter 5 verse 2, na ipapanganak ang Mesiyas sa Bethlehem. So they found out that they can be guided by the scriptures. No, na kapag ka pala, maliligaw ka pala kapag ka umasa ka lang sa stars, o maliligaw ka kapag ka umasa ka lang sa, alam mo yun, intuition or deduction mo, or magkakamali ka. Pero kapag ka pinuntahan mo na yung Bible, the scriptures, then they found out, doon pala sa Bethlehem, ayon pala yun sa Bible. Ay nakakatuwa itong mga magi na ito, in contrast kay Herodes, no, na napaka self-centered, egocentric, no, egomaniac, no, at kahit yung mga scholars and scribes na they know everything about the Messiah but they didn't do anything about it. And Herod even threatened to kill, you know, the coming Messiah. So, purihin ang Panginoon sa mga magi na ito.
Yes. Amen. So, makita po natin yung contrast, no, between the wise men and Herod, the king. So, yung wise men, kahit na galing sila sa malayo, they wanted to be near God. They wanted to be near the king. While Herod, he was so near and yet his heart was so far. So, and even, no, he was so prideful kasi alam niya na may ipinanganak na hari kasi na-confirm na sa prophecy. Pero hindi niya pa rin iniwanan yung throne niya, no? Inutusan pa niya yung ibang mga tao na hanapin niyo para sa akin. And then, puntahan ninyo, pag nakita ninyo, sabihan niyo ako at sasambahin ko din siya. Parang ang hirap i-reconcile sa isip, no? Na paano pa matutupad yung sasambahin mo yung hari? Eh, yun lang effort na puntahan siya ay hindi niya nagawa.
Mm-hmm.
So, to worship really is a deeper thing. It's a very intimate thing. No? Na alam ni Herod na sasambahin. Siguro narinig niya hearsay na the king, the magi, no, has come to worship the king. Jesus. So, nagaya-gaya na rin niya. Alang alam niyo yun, minsan, because puso yung word, because ito na yung movement natin, ang movement natin, discipleship, ang movement natin ay worship, ang movement natin ay ganito, fellowship and everything. Kaya lang, no, parang nagagaya kay Herod na we just imitate the word and just the atmosphere of parang joy na makasama ka lang. Pero yung totoo, yung authenticity, yung desire and desperation ay wala. Kasi kung talagang gustong-gusto ni Herod na makita si Jesus, yung new king, yung susunod marahil sa kanya, no, siguro talagang siya na yung pumunta. Kaya lang he was so prideful. So sadly, this happened to Herod. Ang lapit-lapit na niya, pero napalayo pa siya sa Panginoon because of his pride, because of his insecurity and dependence on people. So not only we have seen no the posture of the magi or the wise men no with this kind of faith, na talaga faith with intentionality, action, sincerity talaga, at inaral talaga nila ito at pinagmasda nila at binuo nila at in-establish nila sa kanilang puso ang prophecy na ito, kaya matama nilang sinundan. Lumago yung pananampalataya na ito na nagdulot sa kanila na I wanna see Jesus face to face. At ito po sana ang dalhin natin sa paglipat ng bagong taon, 2022, na we don't just hear the revelation, we don't just receive the word, but we really pursue and becoming desperate and becoming so personal, intimate, lalakarin, pupuntahan, tutunguhin, talagang lalakbayin kahit malayo, lalapit ang ating mga sarili because sino nga bang pinanganak? It's the King. Sabi nga ang ating action towards the Lord ay nagdedetermina kung sino talaga siya sa buhay natin.
Mm-hmm.
So our action toward God, no, determines who He is in our lives. So kung alam mo at kilala mo na ang Diyos sa puso mo ay hari, Diyos at tagapagligtas, kaibigan, no, talagang pupuntahan mo siya, sasadyain mo siya, at palalalimin mo ang iyong relasyon sa Kanya. So not only that, the second posture, and this will be the last, is worship. Ayan. So worship. Sabi sa verses 9 to 12, the magi went on their way, the star went ahead of them. They were overjoyed, they saw the child and Mary, they bowed and worshipped. They presented their gifts, and then they went home by another route. So let's take a look at this, describe how wise the kind of worship the wise men had.
Mm-hmm. So when they launch ang trip na ito, no, hindi ito business trip, kundi this is a trip of a lifetime.
Trip to Jerusalem.
No, trip of a lifetime to Jerusalem. No, ay talagang they set out to worship. And matapos ang malahabang paglalakbay, no, actually normal route daw eh, 40 days bago ka makarating. Pero wow, dahil naghahanap-hanap pa sila, so tumagal pa. So anyway, after ng kanilang arduous search, long search, no, finally they found him in the house. So may mga ano tayo, ha? May mga correction lang po tayo. Minsan akala natin dumating yung mga pantas. Halimbawa, dumating yung mga pastol alas 6 ng gabi, tapos dumating yung mga pantas ng alas 9 ng gabi. Hindi ho, mga kapatid. Indefinite yung time. Siguro, nakaalis na yung mga nagparehistro sa census at magandang loob na yung may-ari ng bahay. At sabi niya, kung gusto niyo, dito na muna kayo magstay. And they stay there, Joseph, Mary, and the baby Jesus, for in undetermined number of days or weeks or months, no? Kasi medyo malaki na si Jesus eh, nung nakita ng mga magi, no? At nasa bahay na po sila, wala na sa sabsaban. At ang kanilang ginawa, yung kanilang original intention, no? What they intended to do at the outset, they fulfilled it, no? So ang kanila pong panata ay hindi lang yung masabi lang na mag-worship kami. They did worship. Talaga pong nagsumamba sila kay Jesus, no? Ay talagang nung nakita nila yung tagapagligtas, ay hindi po nila matingkala ang kanilang kagalakan at sila po'y napaluhod, no? Napaluhod po sila. Sabi nga daw, pagkapapasok daw sa kwarto ang isang presidente, halimbawa eh si Pangulong Duterte o si Biden o sabihin na natin yung Papa, wow, pumasok sa isang kwarto, ang lahat daw po ng tao ay tatayo. Paggalang. Pero pagka si Jesus ang pumasok sa kwarto na yun, lahat iluluhod. Yun ang malaking kaibahan. At ang mga magi na ito, sila po'y lumuhod. No? At sila'y naghandog. At ang sabi po dito sa verse, they worship Him. No? Maliwanag po yun. Eh. Nasa verse 11. They worship Him. So, isa lang po yung sinamba, no? So, hindi sinabing they worship them. No? So, hindi sinamba si Joseph, hindi sinamba si Mary. It was only Jesus who was worshipped. They knew kung sino lang talaga yung sasambahin. Kaya nga, napaka-wise nila. No? Pero ang pinakamatindi doon, talagang tinupad nila kung ano yung intention nila from the very start. Kaya magiging wise ka talaga kapag ka hindi mo binitawan ang iyong vision at yung focus na nilagay ng Panginoon sa puso mo hanggang matupad ito. Yan. So yun yung worship nila. They worship in humility.
Yan. So sana no, this coming new year, this coming year, ay hindi lang tayo maging purpose-driven kung hindi talaga purpose-fulfilling. No, mm-hmm. yung alam mo iba yung driven eh, yung passionate, talagang palakasan ng boses, yung pa-present, present, attendance, present. Pero alam mo yun, ang layo pa rin ng talaga ng puso. And kita natin dito yung posture of true worship na they acknowledge that Jesus is the promised king. Parang siguro imagine mo no na wala yung mga pagod nila and talagang wow, nakita talaga nila yung hinahanap nila. And when they had found out kung sino talaga yung hinahanap nila, grabe, they worship. And yun mga kapatid, natagpuan mo na ba si Jesus?
Mm-hmm.
Mayroon ka na bang personal relationship sa kanya? Do you acknowledge Him as your Lord and Savior? And you really admire Him and really, you know, talagang you live for Him and sinasabi mo na siya lang ang mahalaga sa buhay mo. And sana makita ito sa ating pagsamba. Hindi lamang by singing praise and worship, no, kundi pangalawa, sabi dito, yung letter I, intense joy. Yung nung nakita nila si Jesus, they bowed and worshipped Him. And then sabi dito, there is more than no to see Jesus. And talagang when they saw the star, when they saw the place, and when they saw Jesus Himself, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. Grabe yung description ng word eh. Kasi sabi doon, they rejoice na. Tapos exceeding pa with great joy pa. Great joy. So, yun, sana maranasan po natin ito na paulit-ulit ang ating mga aralin na sino nga ba nagbibigay ng kagalakan sa atin. It's not the things of this world nor the people in this world but God alone. And sana yung relationship talaga natin sa Panginoon makakitaan ng joy, makakitaan ng that we are really rejoicing in all seasons of our lives. And kung alam mo na siya talaga yung hinahanap mo at natagpuan mo na ngayon, at alam mo kasama mo na siya at hindi ka niya iiwan at pababayaan, how is your countenance? How do you relate with people? How do you walk your way, no, from the start na natagpuan mo na ang iyong tagapagligtas? At sana maging kagaya tayo ng wise men, talagang we always have this great joy.
I heard someone say, no, na, no, sabi niya gano'n, if you are in love, it shows. Mm-hmm. No, kung in love ka talaga, lalabas at lalabas. Lulutang talaga. So, gaya nito mga magi, no, mahal talaga nila yung si Jesus, no, na king, and they rejoiced greatly. Obviously, they were really ecstatic about, you know, finding the King of Kings. No? And then pangatlo, letter S for sensible gifts, no? Hindi lang siya basta gift, no, but sensible. Bakit? Kasi ang sabi dito, and going into the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they fell down and worshiped him. Then, opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold, and frankincense, and myrrh. Yan. So, again, kay Jesus inoffer, kay Jesus inoffer, yung mga treasures na ito, mga treasures na talagang pinakaingat-ingatan nila. Well, akala nung iba, tatlo daw yung king, magi, no? Kasi nga, based on the gifts. Well, pwedeng tatlo, pwede din namang mas marami sa tatlo, hindi rin natin alam, no? But, the gifts are significant. Sabi nga, sensible, eh. Sensible itong mga gifts na ito. Kasi, alam niyo po, itong tatlong regalo na ito, it speaks of the offices. No, it's a prophetic siguro gifts, no, about the offices that Jesus will occupy. Kasi yung gold ay identified yan sa king or kingship, no. Yun namang frankincense o yung insenso ay yan naman po ay role naman yan ng mga priests, yun, na nagbe-burn ng incense sa temple. At yung myrrh naman, which is oil, ito naman po ay ginagamit ng mga prophets, no, when they anoint someone, when they anoint, part of their ministry is anointing. So ito yung tatlong roles ni Jesus Christ. He is the king, he is the priest, and he is the prophet. Kaya hindi natin alam kung bakit ito yung pinrepair ng mga magi. Siguro nagulat lang din sila paano nagkatiyap-tiyap ang mga bagay na ito. Pero nilaan ng Diyos ito, no? Para matutunan natin prophetically, no, what will Jesus do. Pero may nakakatuwang meme ako na nakita, eh. Meron daw after the wise men daw, may dumating na wiser women. Alam mo daw ang dala-dala? Kaserola, diaper, tsaka formula milk. Ewan ko. Pero yun po. Anyway, these are wise men and it shows with the kind of gifts that they presented.
Yes. So, let us be the kind of wise men, no, na pagdating po sa pagkakaloob sa ating Panginoon. Knowing first na ang pagbibigyan nila ng regalo ay king. Parang, alam mo yun, king naman eh. So, lahat na mayroon. Parang alam mo, kung magre-regalo ka, parang pinakamahirap yata ang regaluhan ang hari. Because he has everything. He has the power, he has the command, and he is rich. No? Pero, nevertheless, no, makita pa rin natin na kahit na hari at nasa kanya na ang lahat, nag-effort pa rin po ang wise men na ito. And they brought him precious gifts, sensible gifts, na hindi naman din naging malinaw, no? Yung mga symbolism nito sa Bible, silent pa din yung mga symbols ito. Pero ang gandang pagpasdan na meron talaga rin paghahalintulad at paghahanda at ibig sabihin ang mga handog na ito. Siguro para sa atin, pagka lumalapit tayo sa hari, we don't come to Him with an empty hand. No? When we come to the Lord, when we come to our King, no, let us have something in our hands to offer Him. And yun nga, since He has everything, what we can give Him is our very life. Huwag natin ipagdamot at ipagkait ang anuman sa atin at anumang binigay niya una sa atin. And not only that, no, yung we don't come to the King empty-handed, pero kung ano man yung ibibigay natin sa king, sana babagay sa kanya.
Mm-hmm.
Appropriate for the king. At talagang pinag-isipan, pinagandaan, at ginawa talagang special. So, this year, 2022, isa ito sana sa maging priorities natin. Na, how do I manage my finances? How do I manage my time, my talents? Talagang unatigit ang lahat ng best sa akin ay para sa Panginoon. And the last, para sa description natin, how does the wise man worship the Lord, King Jesus? Sabi dito, letter E is with an empowered life. So, makita natin sa verse 12, and being warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed to their own country by another way. So, ang papagmasdan natin dito sa mga salita na meron silang na-receive na warning. Kanina nakita nila yung star, no? Tapos nagtanong-tanong sila kung malapit na ba sila, nandito na ba sila. So, ngayon naman ay bukas naman ang kanilang puso sa warning. So this really makes us wise, no? Na hindi lang yung ipaglaban natin kung ano yung gusto natin dahil napag-aralan natin o alam na natin. Kung hindi, we are open to suggestion. We are open to lalo tigit sa warning. So they are being warned in a dream. And then, grabe, very obedient sila. They departed to their own country by another way. Ano ibig sabihin dito? Another way not to Herod, another way, ibig sabihin, without compromising, no, without going to the way of destruction or danger. Na, yun. And then another way na walang takot sa tao. Kasi si Herod, makapangyarihan siya eh. Alam niya, pwede niyang sundan ng mga wise men na ito. Pero hindi sila natakot for their lives. At talagang iniwasan nila si Herod. So, ang totoong matalino, ang totoong marunong sa buhay, he considers his steps. He thinks about his steps. Hindi siya basta-basta gumagawa ng aksyon mula sa sarili niyang isip at plano. At hindi niya minamadali ang lahat. At marunong siyang magtanong, marunong siyang makinig, marunong siyang mag-weigh ng things, marunong siyang magbasa ng panahon, at higit sa lahat, pinapakinggan niya ang palatuntunan ng Panginoon. So, makikita po natin dyan sa Proverbs 14 verse 15 that talagang ang prudent man or ang wise man, talagang he considers his steps. Maingat na maingat sa paggawa ng mga desisyon at paggawa ng mga bagay-bagay. At sabi dito, ano yung empowered life? A life that is away from danger, a life that is so careful, a life that is yung choosing the path of the Lord, a life that is choosing life itself. That is empowered life. Amen. So, let us be wise this Christmas and the coming New Year and the years beyond. No, na talagang yung pananampalataya natin ay talagang palalimin natin at hindi lang natin makilala ang Diyos sa ating isip, kundi maranasan natin siya sa bawat araw. And let us continue to grow in worship. Worship Him every day, in every way, because He is worthy of all praises and adoration. Sana yung followership natin, dadalhin tayo nito sa pagsamba sa Panginoon. Lahat ng ginagawa natin may haplos ng pagsamba sa Diyos. Lahat ng iniisip natin may haplos ng pagsamba sa Panginoon. Lahat ng sasabihin natin may paghaplos ng pagsamba sa Panginoon. What does it mean? It is beholding the King and living for the King.
Okay, so sana po ngayon nakita natin yung revelation ng 2021. But we pray that we will not just see God's revelation in 2021, but to experience the God of revelation in 2022. Iba natatakot sa 2022. Alam mo kung bakit?
Bakit?
Kasi daw 2022. Yung bang parang yung 2 ay T-O-O. Parang mauulit lang yung 2022. Parang katunog lang siya ng 2020. So parang it's frightening, it's nakaka-insecure. Maraming dahilan para tayo mangamba at mabalisa. Pero huwag po tayo mag-alala, mga kapatid, kasi in the midst of chaos, no, God still reigns. In the midst of itong mga magi na ito, yung lahat ng hirap na dinaanan nila, ang ending po ay napakaganda kasi they found the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. At palagay ko nung nakita sila ni Mary tsaka ni Joseph at nakita nila yung batang si Jesus, no? Palagay ko they were so happy enough to ask the question, anong pangalan ng baby? Diba? Anong pangalan? At most probably, sinabi at sinagot ni Mary, ang pangalan niya ay Jesus. Siguro, tinanong ng mga magi, anong ibig sabihin ng Jesus? At doon sinabi ni Mary na ang ibig sabihin ni Jesus ay, He will save His people from their sins. Wow. At marahil sa pagkakataon na yon, ay na-realize ng mga pantas na ito that right in front of them is not just the King, but the Savior. Pinakilala ni Mary sa kani Joseph that Jesus is the Savior. At kahit si Mary, sa kanyang awit, di ba, kinilala niya na Jesus is her Savior. Kaya, bagamat maraming regalo, treasures ang ibinigay ito mga magi kay Jesus Christ, nung umuwi sila, ang taglay-taglay nilang treasure ay mas matindi pa sa kanilang ibinigay. Because they received the greatest treasure of all. Jesus. The greatest treasure of all. Kaya mga kapatid, sana'y just like the wise men, don't miss the greatest treasure of all. Jesus is the greatest treasure that anyone can ever have. At sa pagkakataong ito, kung nais mong tanggapin si Jesus sa iyong puso bilang tagapagligtas, no? Kung kinikilala mo na matalino ka, magaling ka, maabilidad ka, tandaan mo ang mga matatalino, maabilidad at magagaling na mga tao ay sumasamba kay Jesus. They seek Jesus and they worship Jesus. So kung talagang matalino ka, you will also seek and you will also worship Jesus. And may you truly find Him. No? Kaya pwede tayong manalangin ngayon na isang simpleng panalangin ng pagkilala kay Jesus Christ. Huwag tayong tumulad doon kay Herodes at sa mga skriba at mga scholars that they rejected or they took for granted the Messiah. Ngayon ay yumuko tayo at lumapit tayo sa Panginoon upang kilalanin siya sa ating puso bilang tagapagligtas. Panginoon, kagaya po ng mga wise men na ito, marahil kami ay naghahanap, nagsasaliksik, kami ay may hinahanap sa buhay namin na hindi namin mawari. Pero ngayong gabi, nakita namin na ang pinakamatindi pa lang hinahanap namin ay Ikaw. At kagaya po ng mga wise men na ito, intentionally, help us, Lord, to really seek You and to search for You with all our heart. At kagaya ng iyong pangako, we will find You when we seek You with all our hearts. At ang aking kapatid na ito, Panginoon, ay nais kanyang kilalanin sa kanyang puso. Sa oras na ito, dalangin kong dinggin mo kanyang panalangin. Kapatid, sumunod ka sa panalangin na ito. Panginoong Jesus, matapos ang aking pagsasaliksik at paghahanap, na pagtanto ko na Ikaw lang pala ang aking hinahanap. Patawarin mo ako sa aking kasalanan at pumasok ka sa aking puso, Ikaw na ang aking tagapagligtas sa Panginoon. Tinatanggap ko ang kayamanang handog mo. Walang iba kundi ang iyong sarili at kalakip nito ay ang buhay na walang hanggan. Salamat, Panginoon. Tulungan mo ako na maging kagaya ng mga wise men in worship, in rejoicing, in being generous, and living an empowered life. Thank you, Lord. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Congratulations po sa mga tumanggap sa Panginoon at kumilala sa Kanya. Huwag po natin kakalimutan na paulit-ulit natin sinasabi yung year 2021, oh, life is a journey. Pero ngayon, tonight, and as we enter the new year, life is not just a journey. Life is a journey to seek God. Mm-hmm. And promise niya, when you seek Him, you will find Him if you seek Him with all of your heart. And hindi po laging paglalakbay, mm-hmm. mayroon ding destination.
Yeah.
Kaya ang destiny natin, ang destination natin, ay ang presensya ng Panginoon.
Amen.
And we can behold Him every day of our lives kung nasa puso po natin siya. At let us be guided. No? Hindi po bawal magtanong. At mas maganda tayo ay ang buhay natin ay guided, directed, not by the opinion of people, but by the power of God's Word. Dito natin iangkla ang ating bukas. Dito po natin iangkla ang lahat ng ating pangarap.
Amen.
Dahil siya ang source ng lahat ng kasapatan at kaligayahan sa buhay. Kaya mag-focus po tayo sa taong 2022. Let us focus our eyes unto Jesus. He is our life and He is our light. Amen? Mm-hmm.
Amen.
At yon, meron tayong pagsamba, pagsuko, at paglilingkod sa Kanya kagaya ng mga pantas. Mm-hmm. Ang tunay na marunong sa buhay. Amen. Mm-hmm. So praise the Lord for all His word being shared here in this platform, Word and Prayer, wherein we enthrone Jesus alone and we anchor our faith in His word alone and receiving the God of the Word. Kaya we have Amen. This confidence and hope that this year 2022 is gonna be exciting, is gonna be colorful and really joyful because life is not just a journey, it's a journey of seeking and finding my God, my King, my Lord Jesus.
Amen. Amen. So 2 days na lang po, 30 bukas, 31 sa ating devotional, nasa Revelation na tayo. Matatapos na po tayo. So, reminder po natin mga kapatid, available po yung ating journal, no? Yung ating journal for itong ating Bible reading guide, no? For 2022. Ang ating pong theme for 2022 ay Reborn. Yan, Reborn po ang ating theme for 2022 and we'll be expounding the book of Genesis. From Genesis chapter 1 to Genesis 15 for the whole year. And mag-request lang po kayo. We will be sending you yung pong daily Bible reading natin. Para po maganda kasing nababasa natin ang Biblia. At ngayon ay matatapos na nating mabasa. Ilang taon na ba nating binabasa ang buong Biblia? Kailan pa tayo nag-start na magkaroon ng synchronized devotion? No? I think mga 10 years na siguro. We're into reading the Bible together synchronously, no? And we praise God. We praise God for the treasures that we find in His Word. Okay. So hindi lamang po yung ating devotional, no? Ang ating pong theme ay Reborn. Another announcement natin ay sa atin pong this coming January 10 to 16. Yeah, we will have our prayer and fasting, mga kapatid. So this will be our whole crossroad po ito. Buong crossroad po ito. Sama-sama po tayong lumapit sa Panginoon para hanapin ang kanyang mukha. No? Hindi po tayo mag-hunger strike. Hindi rin tayo mag-diet. Hindi rin tayo mag-detox. Hindi po yun ang ating primary motivation when we do prayer and fasting. we do prayer and fasting because we want to seek God, we want to put Him first, we want to know His will, no, and we want to tell Him that, Lord, You are more important to us than food. So, yun po yung pwede natin gawin, ano. And another announcement po natin, after ng annual prayer and fasting, meron po tayong men's breakthrough. No, yung pong women's breakthrough ay tapos noong November, ngayon naman po, medyo late kami. Pero,
December.
Ah, December kayo. Ngayon po, January naman kami. 28, 29, 30. Yan po. So, mga kalalakihan, nakasama natin dito, no? Sama po kayo on-site on the 28 and 29, no? Isang araw lang ang pipiliin po ninyo. At yung pong hindi makakarating on-site, meron tayong online on Sunday, January 30. So, yan po ang ating mga announcements for this coming 2022 January.
As we come to our closing, no, siguro ang tema ng ating pananalangin po ngayon ay pasasalamat sa Panginoon for sustaining us mm-hmm. through the year 2021, for all the answers to our prayers with a yes, with a no, and with even wait. Lahat po iyan ay tugon ng Diyos na nagkakalakit-lakit para sa ating ikabubuti. Kaya we remain steadfast and faithful, trusting in the Lord in our prayer. So, yun po, at napatuloy din natin ilalapit sa Panginoon ang banta ng Omicron variant, mm-hmm. no, ng COVID-19, at talaga magpapasakop tayo sa Kanya at magpapakubli tayo sa Kanya. At gayon din po, maging sensible ang ating celebration ng bagong taon, putting God first in everything. Amen? So, huwag po ating kakalimutan, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Praise God for His word, and praise God for His presence upon us.
Yan. Sige, tayo mag-pray na. Ikaw na mag-pray, Mama.
Sige po, let us all together pray. Hallelujah, God, we bless Your name. Hallelujah, Lordy. We thank You, we glorify You, God. Salamat sa Iyo, walang sayang. Lahat, Panginoon, ng Iyo pong in-appoint sa amin, lahat ng words na ibinigay Mo sa amin, lahat ng pananalangin sama-sama, mga sagot Mo sa amin ng oo, hindi, hintay lamang. Ang lahat ng ito ay para po sa aming kabutihan, sa aming ikatatatag, Panginoon, at ikauunlad bilang iyong mga anak. Lord, salamat. Salamat po sa iyong pagsubaybay sa amin. Salamat po sa lahat, Panginoon. Kulang ang aming salita, ang aming buhay, ang aming pagpupugay at paglilingkod para pasalamatan Ka. But just like the wise men, Lord, allow us to offer to You our lives. Allow us to offer to You, Lord, the heart that is truly looking and searching, Lord, for the ways to come near to You and to behold Your power and Your presence. Salamat, Panginoon, for this great opportunity. Panginoon, sambahin Ka, parangalan Ka, at paglingkuran Ka. I pray, Father, for every one of us here na patuloy po namin ilapat ang aming mga puso sa iyong puso. Ilakad ang aming mga paa sa iyong panuntunan. At ipanatag, Panginoon, ang aming mga spirito sa iyong kapangyarihan. Panginoon, and as we behold the new year, we will not just see and experience the new opportunities that You have given us, but we will behold and experience our big God who holds our lives. Panginoon, dalhin Mo kami sa susunod na taon ng punong-puno ng pananampalataya at punong-puno ng excitement, ng kagalakan to love You, to know You, and to serve You as a family, as a church, and as a nation. Thank You for Your healing. Thank You for Your love. Thank You for Your provision. Thank You for what You have done, for what You are doing, and for what You are about to do.
Amen.
And we thank You, O God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
And amen. Amen. And amen.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Happy New Year!
Salamat po for joining us for 1 year of Word and Prayer. Purihin ang Panginoon, salamat that you keep us company, you know, and we are so encouraged and inspired, you know, kapag nakikita po namin yung mga comments ninyo, kapag nakasama namin kayo mag-pray, naglalagay po kayo ng mga prayer requests, no? So that encourages us. Kaya patuloy po tayo magsama-sama for another round of Word and Prayer for 2022.
Yes, amen. And since January 1 up until December 31, 2021, to the years beyond, we say,
to God be the glory.